Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir with lesson number 8, in which we will pay attention to the second perek, the 7th and 8th Mishnah. Perek Beis, Mishneh Zayin and Ches. If a person volunteers to be a Nazir on a condition, and we know a rule that when it comes to Nedorim in general and Nazirus in particular, we follow the Loshon B'nei Odom. We follow the meaning of the word as the word is used in popular conversation. Even though the word in a more literary context might mean something else. So that, for example, Mishneh Zayin now, if a person says, Hareini Nozir Lichisheyihi Yeli Bein, I want to become a Nozir when I will have a Bein. Now, a Bein in the Loshon of the Torah does not necessarily mean a son, a male child. Rather, it means a child. A classical example is in the parsha which discusses the mitzvah of Yibum. In Devarim, Perek Chofei, Posuk Hei, we say that if a woman is married to one of two brothers, and then her husband dies, she becomes a Yevoma and she must go through a process of Yibum or Chalitza with the surviving brother-in-law, her husband's brother, a dead husband's brother. But that's only true if Ubein Ein Lo. She has no Bein. Suppose she has no son but she has a daughter. The din is she is still exempt from Yibum because in that context, Bein means child. Gender neutral. However, in the way the word bein is used, in common parlance, bein means a son, a male son. So when this person expressed himself and said that I would like to be a nozel l'cheshayihi eli bein, he meant a male child, a son. So if a nolad lo bein, if indeed a son, a male, is born to him, Hareze Nozir. He is a Nozir. If the child is a girl, as we will see in the next phrase in the Mishnah, Nolad Loi Bas, so the Bas, the daughter, is not a Bein. Tumtum, suppose the child that was born is a Tumtum, meaning it cannot be determined, at least not through plain visual observation, whether this child is male or female. The entire area of its genitals are blocked by some membrane or something, so that you cannot tell, minus surgery, just what type of, what gender this child is, zohar or nekeva. Or the androgynous. If the child is hermaphroditic, has organs which indicate that it's a male and organs which indicate that it's a female. In those cases, anal nausea. Because when he said bein, he meant a son, a male, no question about it. If it's a daughter or one of these rather unusual situations where the person is not a full-fledged male, then he is not a Nozir. Im Omar, the person said, Kishe'ere, Kishe'ihi Yali Volod, when I will see that I have a Volod, not a Bein, but a Volod. A Volod means a child, gender neutral. Any child, any offspring. Then the din is, Afilu Nolad Lo Bas, Tumtum Vi Androgynos, even if the baby is a girl, daughter, or a tumtum or an androgynos, hareze nozir, because the word volod means gender-neutral child. whatever child it might be. So that's the halacha in Mishneh Zayin. Suppose he makes such a neder, saying, I want to be a nazir if I will have a volod, if I will have a child. And his wife miscarries. He pilo ishto. So the Tanakama in the Mishnah says, and the Gemara identifies, the Tanakama as Rabbi Yehuda says, eino nazir. In such a situation, the woman had no child, no living child. The woman miscarried. Now, when a woman miscarries, we have in front of us a sofek. Was the child that she had in her womb, did it reach the stage called kolu lo chadosho? It lasted in the womb long enough so that it could have been a viable child, but then Nebuch, it died in the womb and she miscarried. In which case, there is a birth. Maybe a birth of a dead child, but a birth. Or did she miscarry before the baby reached that point, before the embryo reached that point of kolu lo chadoshov? In which case, this is not a birth. So we have, in the case of a miscarriage, a sofek, absent medical evidence, etc. Rabbi Yehuda, we know, holds from the principle of sofek nizirus lahokel. When an expression of nizirus is a doubtful expression because of the language or the circumstances or whatever, then the person is not a nazir. We rule leniently, lahokel. So in this situation, we have a sofek in front of us. Was this miscarriage a miscarriage of a fetus which had reached the point of kolu lo chadoshav or not? We don't know. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, no nazirus. However, Rabbi Yishimon comes along, and Rabbi Yishimon believes sofek nazirus lahachmir. If a nazirus is expressed in a language or in circumstances which create doubt, then we are machmir, and we do impose a nazirus upon the person who issued the vow of nazirus. So Rabbi Shimon said, in the case of his miscarriage, we must rule that it's a sofek nazirus lahachmir. But on the other hand, how can a person be a nazir if the initial commitment to nazirus was one which is in doubt whether it indeed was a commitment to nazirus or not? After all, the nazir eventually will have to bring karbonos, and you cannot bring those particular karbonos, which include, in certain cases, a chatos, an asham, etc., voluntarily. So here's what has to be done, says Rabbi Shimon. Yomar, he should say as follows, Im hoyo ben kayomo, if the child Nebuchu turned out to be a nefel, a miscarried child, was, as a fetus, reached the stage of a ben kayomo, could have been viable, hare ani nazir chova, then this child is a child, a dead child, but a child, and therefore I am obligated to do a nazirus. V'yim lav, suppose the woman miscarried when the baby had not yet reached the point where it was a ben kayomo, then I hereby commit myself at this point to be a nazir voluntarily, harayani nazir nedova. One way or the other, he has fulfilled his commitment. However, continue the scenario. Suppose now his wife conceives a second time and gives birth, chozro v'yoldo. His wife now gives birth again, and she gives birth this time, mazel tov, to a healthy, normal child. Boy or girl doesn't matter, because he said, Hareni nazir im yihyeh volod, not bain. Harei ze nazir. So Rabbi Huda says, no problem. After the miscarriage, he was not a Nazir. He still, however, is bound by the statement he made way back when of Hareni Nazir im yihye li volod. Now he has a volod. Now he must conduct himself as a Nazir. Harei ze Nazir. Rabbi Shimon, however, has a quandary, because the first birth, the miscarried birth, resulted in a possibility that he was a Nazir right then and there, because maybe the child was a Ben Kayama. And therefore, out of a Sofek, he must conduct himself as a Nazir. Now, if the baby was indeed the first baby, the dead baby, was indeed a Ben Kayama, he, the father, has now fulfilled his vow of Nazirus. He's no longer bound to be a Nazir another time. So Yomar, therefore, the father should say, Im Horishon Ben Kayomo, if indeed the miscarried child, the miscarriage took place after the fetus reached the stage where it could have been a Ben Kayomo, could have been viable, Horishon Chova, then that first Nazirus which I did after the first miscarried birth, that's my Nazirus. That's my fulfillment of my vow. Now, that Ribbono Shel Olam has granted us a healthy child, the Zonadova, I will be a Nazir again voluntarily, not on the basis of my first vow, but on the basis of a new vow which I'm making now. V'yim Lav, if the first birth, the miscarried birth, was of a baby which was not a Ben Kayama, my wife miscarried long before the baby reached the stage where it could have been viable, so therefore I was not then obligated to be a Nazir. So now, that Nazirus which I did then, not being obligated to do so, Horishon Nedova, was a voluntary gift of mine that I gave as a Nedova. Vizo, but now, Chova, now the second birth obligates me, because now I have a Volod. The first Volod was not a Volod, was not a Ben Kayoma. Now I do have a Volod. Now I have to conduct myself as a Nazir because of that original obligation. The Zo Chova. And so we have completed lesson number 8 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir.